A generation of kids grew up playing an early educational video game called The Oregon Trail. They remember it mostly for the moment their party died of dysentery. Now a new spin on the wagon train game focuses on more accurately representing Native Americans. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Jazz Half Moon, now 38, remembers playing Oregon Trail as a reward for doing well in class.
And it was on the old, super old computer, the green screen was like the only color.
Half Moon grew up on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation in Northeast Oregon.
I remember being like, oh, like the Indians killed off, you know, somebody in your wagon train, you know, and it's like, well, we're Indians, you know.
The company Gameloft tackled the redesign of Oregon Trail, its target audience, the now 40-year-olds and their kids, and more Native American players. Lead designer Jared Trudgeon had to root out historical inaccuracies and cliches about Native American culture.
Well, as a white middle-class Australian, I don't think I can really speak to that.
So he brought in three Indigenous historians. They listened to early test music for the game and said, back off the drums and the flutes and don't use broken stilted English. Trudgeon got it.
It's like a trope to try and make Native American people seem primitive somehow, when actually, you know, there's a lot of bilingual or polylingual Native Americans at that time.
The team of historians came up with more appropriate character names and advocated for new roles for Native Americans, not just guides or trappers. University of Nebraska historian Margaret Hiddle has Lacoutere tribal ancestors. She researched old photos and drawings for accurate depictions of different tribes' clothing and style.
Initially, all of the Native people had braids, and I think we suggested maybe they don't all have to have braids.
One major teaching moment for Trudgeon, bows and arrows. He definitely wanted them.
There's a lot of, you know, popular games out there, Tomb Raider and Last of Us, and like these big games where, yeah, bow and arrows are sick.
But Hiddle explained, if you were a Native American trapper at the time, you were more than likely to have a rifle. So bows and arrows are an outdated stereotype.
And that wasn't our intention at all, obviously. We were just sort of coming at it from a naive, bow and arrows are cool angle.
David Lewis teaches anthropology and ethnic studies at Oregon State University. And he's a member of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, territories where many settlers ended up.
They were excited initially for all the new products, the guns and the metals and the fabrics and things like that.
He says the real Oregon Trail wasn't a positive story for Native Americans. The settlers kept coming, and government forced tribes into bad deals, treaties that gave away their best land and forced their people onto reservations where many died.
By and large, the experience of Native people was one of continual loss for really the first 70 or 80 years.
Indigenous people didn't become American citizens until 1924.
They had no rights.
It's hard to encapsulate it all into a video game, but historian Margaret Hiddle says the designers were serious about getting it right.
There's no bow and arrow. That's not in the game. They listened to what we were saying.
The flutes are mostly gone too, but they did leave one old moment in the new version. You can still die of dysentery. I'm Anna King.